Look, there's something I've been meaning to bring up with you. As your sister-in-law, there's something I've been concerned about. It's about your wife. No, she's not in any kind of trouble. It's just that, well, lately, I think she's been kind of obsessed with the idea of, you know, getting pregnant. I don't know how much she discussed it with you, but every time she and I talk, she just keeps on bringing it up. Now, I don't want to speak badly of my own little sister, but she's just not ready for children. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? Yeah, I think you do. Look, she's a very sweet girl, really, but she's just not ready to be a mother. Not yet. Why am I bringing this up? Well, tonight, she says, tonight is the time of month when she's most fertile. She's planned it all out. She's going to put on some sexy outfit, do her best to get you all worked up, and then she's going to pull you into bed with her and, well, have her way with you until she's sure you've gotten her pregnant. And she's going to do it several times tonight just to make sure you get the job done. No, sweetie, I don't think you can talk her out of it. She is going to have unprotected sex with you no matter what. You know how she is. Once she becomes determined to do something, she's absolutely going to do it. And she's sneaky enough and persuasive enough to pull it off. It kind of runs in the family. What can you do? Well, that's why I'm here. Because the only way to avoid getting her pregnant is if you've run out of sperm before tonight. You can't pump her womb full of your spunk if you've run out of spunk, right? What? Are you embarrassed? Is it weird to hear your sister-in-law talking about your sperm? Well, sweetie, I'm going to do more than just talk about it. I'm here to take your sperm. I mean it. I'm not kidding. Oh, honey, it's not cheating. I'm not going to fuck you. Now, that would be cheating, but I can think of other ways for me to get your spunk. Look, I know it sounds weird, but think about it rationally. There's no way you can jerk off so much that you run out of cum before tonight. And I don't think you should go ask someone else to help you. I think we should, you know, keep it in the family. Besides, since I'm the one who brought this up, I think it's only right that I help you take care of things. Shh, it's okay. Here, just sit on the couch and let me take care of you. There. That's it. Let's just get rid of these pants and pull off your boxes. Well, hello there. I think I definitely made the right choice. I mean, you made the right choice. Mm-hmm. This is some really nice baby-making equipment. It's just the perfect size for me. In the perfect shape. And it just looks so suckable. There. Just spread your legs wider. Let me get at those bones. They feel really full. Have you not come recently? Is my sister making you save up all your cum for tonight? Well, that won't do at all. Don't worry, sweetie. I'll make sure these full balls get the training they deserve. But first, let me taste them. Oh, they do feel really full. You need to come. And soon, don't you? Your balls have made so much sperm and all that cum is just ready to launch out and make a sticky mess, isn't it? Don't worry, honey. I'll take it all. It looks like your cock got even harder while it was sucking on your balls. And it looks like you've got some pre-cum leaking out of the slit. I just need to taste it. Oh, yeah. Your pregum tastes so good. I need more. I'm going to tease more of it out of you. I'm going to just stick my tongue out and tease that spot right under the slit. I want you to leak more pregum for me. I want your pregum to leak out of your tip and right onto my tongue. Oh, honey, your cock is twitching. Does that feel good? What if I take just the head into my mouth and bathe in it in my saliva? Do you like how I swirl my tongue everywhere? I want to find all your sensitive spots, honey. Can you feel as I lick under the slit and around the rim? Does that make you want to come? Does my hot little mouth make you want to spurt your cum from me? It's all right. You can come anytime you want. I want you to. I want to feel your cock twitch and your body tremble as I make you come. I want to feel you go over the edge and come hard for me. Give me every last drop. Now, sweetie, I'm going to take you deeper. I want to take you as deep as I can until you're in my throat and my lips are wrapped tight around the base of your dick. Just lean back and let me do all the work. Just relax while your sister-in-law sucks your cock. Yes, moan for me. I want to hear you moan. I want to hear you whimper. I want you to grind as you fuck your cum into my mouth. I want you to pump your cum into my mouth. I want you to spurt it all into my mouth like it's a warm, wet, willing cunt. That's so naughty, isn't it? Your wife wanted you to fuck all this precious, potent sperm into her fertile pussy. But instead, you're going to spurt it all into my mouth. Instead of giving her a baby, you're just going to make me take all her spunk into my throat and down my tummy. You know what? Maybe it's wrong, but it turns me on so much. It's making me so wet to think that this scum was meant for my sister. But instead I'm going to swallow it. I'm going to eat your cum. I want to take all the sperm that your wife was going to get, and I want to swallow it all down my greedy little throat. I'm going to devour all that potent sperm. Does that turn you on, sweetie? Does it turn you on to know that you're going to feed your spunk to me? I think it does. I can feel how hard you've gotten in my mouth. I can feel your cock twitching as you're getting closer. It's alright. I want you to release that stickle out of your cum inside my mouth. I'm going to take it all down my throat. You're going to feel me milk every last ounce of your cum from you with my mouth. Oh, yes? Yeah, I can feel it. You're really close now, aren't you? You're just about ready to give it to me. Sweetie, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take you as deep as I can, and I'm going to hold my lips tightly around the base of your cock to make sure that not a single drop of your gum escapes from my mouth, and that I want you to give me every drop of your gum. Every last bit of sperm that my sister wanted, I'm going to take it all for myself. going to swallow it all, and I'm not going to leave behind any for my sister to get pregnant with. Are you ready, sweetie? Just relax and let me have it all. Let me take your cum from you. Give me every drop of your spunk. Waste your sperm in my mouth and let me eat it all up. That's a lot of unless you really needed that. It looks like there's still a lot more in the tub. Oh, what's the matter? Are you sensitive now? Did I make your poor penis all sensitive? Oh, poor baby. I know it's too much, but I just need to be thorough and make sure I got it all. Looks like that really took a lot out of you, didn't it? Tell you what, I'll get you some water, and then we can take a little break before we go again. Oh, did you think we were done? Oh no, sweetie. I'm going to make sure I get all of your cum. There can't be any left for my sister tonight. I have to make sure you don't get her pregnant. Shh, just relax. I'm doing all of this for your sake. It's all for the benefit of you and your wife. And, well, maybe a little for me too.